Good morning, the athletics vet. Chrissy speaking.
Yes, Kerry there.
Kerry? Yeah, she is. What was it regarding?
No, she just tried to phone me on her phone before and never over.
Oh, okay, no worries. Yes, bear with me a sec. I'll just pop you on hold.
Okay.
Is this Neville?
Yes, yeah, speaking.
Oh, hi, Neville. It's Kerry here. I'm just ringing. Thank you for calling me back here. I was just going through our records, our bank records yesterday, and the payment that you made on the 28th, it seems like we've overcharged you. So I'm actually needing to find out from you if you wanted me to refund the money back onto your credit card that you used.
I was worried about that. Well, that'd be the first time anyone's been honest to me and said that one. Thank you.
Oh, no, that's fine. We didn't want to overcharge you.
Because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I know bloody thing went through because I saw the tick and it disappeared.
Yeah, no, those voice to text, I would have explained it a bit more, but it just cut me off and wouldn't let me explain anything further. But no, it looks like we've overcharged
you. What's happened now? You know, just I know that bloody ANZ bank's given me a hard time over the years.
Oh,
are they?
Oh,
look, I had another house. And when I bought the other house, they cross collateralized it with a house that I owned for 30 years.
Oh,
anyhow,
okay.
I because of my age, I couldn't buy it on my own thing, so I helped and had another person that I'd helped come into the country buy it, didn't I? With me, you know, just put their name on it so I could get the loan through.
Yeah,
was that a wrong bloody move?
You know,
in the end, the solicitor told me, lied to me for a year and a half, and he put the papers in and transferred it, and he hadn't done it. And in the end, they came back at me and bit me at 90 grand.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's not good at all.
So the solicitor has to pay the 90 grand, but the trouble is he hasn't got his 90 grand yet. So I was out of pocket. I had to find it to get out of it, otherwise he would have sold my property on me. All because a rotten bank cross-collateralized it to a house that they had nothing to do with. They held me to ransom. They wouldn't remove it no matter what I did. I went to Office of Fair Trading. I went to AFCO. I went to everybody, Adam, and they wouldn't remove the cross-collateralization on it. So they held me to ransom, the rotten bastards. You know, my accountant said to me, they're the worst bank to ever deal with in your life is the ANZ Bank. So.
Oh, well, that's good to know then.
There's a story for you and a half anyhow, but... I got myself caught well and truly on that one but hopefully I'll get myself out of it because he signed all the paperwork so that he owes me the money. But he didn't sign it in his business name. He signed it in his own name and everything like that, so I can probably really nail his ass if I really have to. So I just give him the time to get his money out of his insurance policy because he messed up. So, But hopefully he will. He keeps saying will, and I recorded him as that and all of that. So, because I can't afford to lose what I lost there, you know. So.
Oh no, definitely not.
Okay, well that's the first time I've ever had anybody say that to me. Thank you very much.
No. Well, it's definitely $270, so it definitely needs to be in your pocket.
That'd be great because I tell you what, I'm getting a bit bloody broke.
Yeah, so what I can do, I've got the transaction here on our Zella FPOS machine, so I can do that refund back onto that card without you needing to come in if you wanted me to do it that way.
Yeah, do that way, and that'll be fine. It'll go back in that way. Ollie has still got a bit of sloppy poos.
Mm-hmm, okay. I see that we're back in for a revisit on the 9th.
Yep.
Yeah, is he still bright?
He's eating. He likes sitting in front of that heat lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's eating his food that I brought out of that. You know, I got the good stuff there in the box, you know, like you said, from the pet stock.
He
likes eating that. He likes his, he's eating his vegetables and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not talking yet. Or anything, but he's still eating and everything. But I noticed there yesterday that his poos are a little bit on the watery side.
Yeah, that we'll definitely be doing a fecal assessment when he comes back in. How are you going with the medication and everything? Are you getting that in okay?
Yeah, look, I showed her what to do because I'd been away for 4 days there and that.
Yep,
but she said she's having no problems with it, getting it in to him and everything there. He likes to bite on the end of the syringe naturally and carry on a bit. But she said, no, it's all going into him and that there. And she's doing the three things, you know, the one in the morning, one at night, and the other one sort of around the middle. And that, you know, and she said she's having no problems with that. And I said, you sure? You know, she said, no, I love the bird. She said, I'm having no problems with it. I said, okay. So you know he's still chewing away and doing that, but I hide it so well you don't know, you know.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Yeah, well it's good that he's quite bright and alert and he's eating well and everything for you. We'll have a look at his fecal output there and his feces just to make sure that there's nothing else going on there that could be causing a little bit of the watery.
Yeah, well I did what you said. I dropped his perches right down low, so he's pretty well got to bend his head over into his dish now to eat because he's low, way, way lower than his dish. And he just puts his head over the edge there and eats that way. So he's pretty standing straight, you could say, when he's swallowing anything. You know, that's
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, definitely, we'll have a look and see. But if obviously it gets worse, let us know and we can bring that reassessment forward. We'll see what's going on there. But I'll get onto this refund after I get off the phone. It might take a day or so to go back into your account. But
that's all right.
Definitely you'd be seeing, $270 go back in there.
Yeah, that'd be a great help at the moment, I can tell you.
Definitely. Well, we can't have it. But, yeah, sorry that it was a mistake on our end here. But, we'll get that rectified for you.
I appreciate that so much, truly.
No problem.
I was just wondering about the poo side of it there. Should it still be a little bit loose on him like that or not?
I wasn't here when he was actually in. If you like, I'll just pop you on hold and I'll just make sure that the doctor's not too concerned at this stage because I know he was quite unwell there. Let me just pop you on hold. Is there any form to it or is it just all liquid?
There's form to it too as well as a bit of liquid.
Yeah. It could just be residual from the gut infection and stuff that he had. But let me just pop you on hold and I'll just double check for you. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, is there any really strong odour or anything coming from the faeces, or is it...
No, I'm not up there at the moment. I'll check him out when I get up there in about a half an hour's time. But I didn't notice anything, no.
Yeah, if there's not a really strong odour or anything going on there, we would expect that they'd probably still be a little bit loose. But if he's quite bright and alert and he's eating okay.
He's eating all right. And stuff,
if he's eating quite a bit of veg, that can cause a little bit of elusive faeces as well. But if there's no offensive odour to them, then doctor isn't too concerned and we can wait for the reassessment there on the night.
No, No.
Yeah, but if there was a strong odour, just give us a call back and we can reschedule that appointment to come in a bit sooner just to check. But yeah, if he's doing well, then she's happy at this stage how he's going.
Yeah, he's still going all right. He's not, as you said, he's not up to his talking stage or doing anything, you know.
Yeah, and that might take a little bit to come back, yeah.
He was chirping a little bit when I took him home that day, you know, the odd little chirp here and there and chirp here and there, but that was about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, in there and stuff, he's pretty quiet at the moment.
Yeah.
There, he's not doing anything at all. Other than eating and just standing around and then goes over and stands in front of his heat lamp, you know?
Yeah, that's all we can expect probably at this stage. But it sounds like he is on the road to recovery, definitely. But, yeah, we'll get him back in on the ninth and see how he's going.
Okie dokie.
Okay,
thanks,
Ben.
Much.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Right-o.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.